Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Chandan Healthcare Limited H1 FY26 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Of Green Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Chandan Healthcare Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amar Singh, Chairman and Managing Director, Rajeev Nair, Chief Financial Officer and Company Secretary. With that, I now hand the call to Mr. Amar Singh.
Hello, I'm Dr. Amar Singh, Chairman of the company, and good morning to all the shareholders and all my colleagues. I'm happy to present our performance for the first half of the financial year 2025-26, and I'm pleased to share exciting updates on our strategic expansion initiatives. I'm pleased to report that we have delivered robust financial results for the first half of the year, demonstrating the resilience and effectiveness of our core business model. Our key financial metrics, including revenue growth, EBITDA margins, are in line with or have exceeded our projections, what we have given in previous meetings. This strong performance is a proof to the hard work of our dedicated team of 45 top management and the increasing demand for high-quality comprehensive diagnostic services in India. A cornerstone of our strategy is providing end-to-end diagnostic solutions under one roof. I'm proud to announce that we have successfully opened and fully operationalized six new comprehensive diagnostic centers during this first half across key markets. And the first was Patna in Bihar. We acquired a Patna center in the month of April. And then we started Ashiana Lucknow in UP, then Ayodhya in UP, and then Lakhimpur in UP. And recently, we started in Delhi and Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh. And each center is equipped with state-of-the-art facilities, including a core laboratory, along with advanced imaging services like X-ray, ultrasound, CT scans, MRI, and various other essential diagnostic equipment. This integrated model enhances patient convenience, improves clinical efficiency, and solidifies our position as a leader in full-service diagnostics in the northern region. One more comprehensive diagnostic center in Raipur is slated to become operational within the next month. Furthermore, our expansion is continuing at a pace. One more comprehensive diagnostic center with super specialty lab at Janakipuram, Lucknow, is slated to become operational within the next 6 months. With this, we will have 20 comprehensive diagnostic centers and 40 labs in seven states, and this number is increasing with each passing day. It is just a beginning for Chandan Healthcare, and we are ready to move much faster in the years to come. Looking ahead, we are investing significantly in next-generation diagnostics. We are making a critical step in advanced personalized medicine with the upcoming installation of a dedicated molecular genome lab at our Delhi facility. This lab will allow us to offer high-end genetics and molecular testing services, catering to specialized clinical needs and unlocking new revenue streams in the future of healthcare. To support our rapid growth and ensure pan-India reach, we have already secured prime real estate property for new major processing laboratories in three critical metropolitan areas in this month, in the month of November. And the first was Mumbai, and then Chandigarh, and now Kolkata. These three places we have already acquired for our specialized labs. And these upcoming labs will act as regional hubs, significantly increasing our testing capacity in the region, improving turnaround times, and reducing logistic costs across the country. Our commitment to reaching underserved populations and establishing a dominant national presence remains unwavering. We are launching an ambitious expansion plan targeting 15 states across India. Recently, we have done collaboration with GenaSeco, an Ayurvedic company. It's a large, one of the top Ayurvedic companies in India, to give diagnostic services to its OPD and IPD patients of their 50 hospitals and more than 100 clinics. And they are spreading in 17 states. And this contract is exclusively for next 5 years with us. It will start adding in our sales and profits from next quarter. This strategy will be executed through a powerful dual approach. We are establishing a network of 100 new strategically located collection and processing laboratories to increase our core infrastructure in 17 states. And in case of franchise growth, we are launching more than 1,000 new franchise collection points to dramatically extend our reach into Tier 1, Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities of 17 states. Previously, we were working in Tier 2 and Tier 3 states. Now, we are covering Tier 1 state also. This expansion will not only drive market share, but also create tremendous value for our patients and most importantly for you, our shareholders. We are coming out ₹104 crore preferential shares to accomplish this ambitious project and increase the shareholder value. The strategic investor and promoters are contributing in this preferential issues. We are also contributing in this preferential share. The first half has set a strong foundation for the year. We are executing a clear, aggressive strategy centered on comprehensive care, technological advancement, and deep national penetration. We are confident this path will continue to deliver sustainable growth and superior returns for our investors. And now my CFO, Mr. Rajeev Nain, will give you the detailed financial results of the first half of the year. Over to Rajeev Nain.
Thank you very much, sir. Good morning, everyone. I am pleased to share with you the consolidated H1 numbers of Chandan Healthcare Limited. During this period, we have achieved total sales of 137.49 crores with a yearly growth of 23.38%. EBITDA during this period was 29.98 crores with a very good growth of 43.98%. And EBITDA margin during this period was 21.81% with 312 basis points up. Coming to the PAT for this period, it was 15.6 crores with a growth of 46.59% compared to last period. And the PAT margins were 11.35% with 180 basis points up. Over to you, sir.
I request all the shareholders, you may raise questions and over to shareholders, they can ask their questions and we are ready to apply.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shyam from MSA Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations, Amarji, for a great set of numbers. And it's great to hear about your rapid expansion plans as well.
Welcome, sir.
Sir, my first question, I wanted to understand around the predictability of revenue we have from our key customers. So is this, what is the nature of revenue? Is it more like project-based or is it recurring in nature?
Till date, our patients were coming to our centers and all the patients were referring patients till date. And from now onwards, we are going for franchise business also.
Okay, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand more on the B2B side. We have those bigger customers, right, that contribute a bigger percent of our revenue. From that perspective, I was asking.
We are having corporate business through B2B. And we have a government business also. And more or less, B2C, B2B and B2G, nearly 33% at the moment. But now we are going for franchise business, definitely B2B business will increase. It will have a major share in future.
Okay, sir, understood. So, sir, these are the B2C and the B2G, B2B and B2G that we have are, they are like contract-based, are they recurring?
It's a recurring process.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. Sir, my next question is about for the B2B and B2C and B2G actually, all three. And since you spoke about franchising model also, so that fourth model as well. Sir, I wanted to understand broadly the revenues, margins and the ticket size for each of the segments.
More or less, each segment has the same margins because the whole diagnostic business has set up like this. The margins are nearly the same in case of B2C, B2B, B2G and franchise. More or less, the margins are same.
Okay, sir.
The only difference is in case of B2G, we get the volume. In case of franchise business, we get the volume. And in case of B2C business, we get the volume as well as more stability in the business and growth. Because this is not a competitive business as far as B2C business is concerned. Just because we have a loyal customers coming regularly and taking services from our centers, this business definitely has more stability and a slow growth. But in case of franchise business and B2G business, B2G business, half of the business is basically is a contractual business and that comes and go. And it's not a very stable business, but it gives us a lot of volume and the same type of profits also. And in case of franchise, we have a competition also because all the large players, Dr. Lal, Metropolis, Thyrocare, they are based on the franchise business. Their 99% business is based on the franchise business. That's why wherever we go for franchise business, we get a competition from these players, large players. But as far as B2C business is concerned, it carries a lot of capital investment and it takes some time to become profitable, but it is a more stable and medium growth. Basically, the type of business is different in case of B2C, B2B, B2G and franchise. But we are in all the segments.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you so much. This was very helpful. Just a small follow-up question on this. What the broad ticket size for each category that we have?
Rajiv, can you tell?
Ticket size. You are asking revenue per patient, sir?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, consolidated it is around 650, rupees 650. That includes pathology and everything. And it is a bit higher in case of corporate business.
Okay.
Average it is 650 per patient, yeah.
Average okay, 650 understood. Per patient.
Okay, yeah, understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prasanjit from 129 Wealth Fund. Please go ahead. Mr. Prasanjit, we have unmuted your lines. As there are no response, the next question is from the line of Rahul from ValueMong Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Yes. A great set of numbers, Amarji. I had two questions. One was your partnership with Gina Seiko, and they had put in some money as well. In the recent, fundraising via warrants. So I want to understand more on the nature of the partnership, the amount of capex that you are looking to set up the stores, how many diagnostic centers are you looking as a part of this partnership? That is one. And second, I would like to understand the gross margin profile in the, you know, pharmacy business, which you have a 53% stake, and what is the remaining, and who holds the remaining stake in that, you know, segment? And again, congratulations for a great set of numbers.
Thank you, sir. As far as Genus Eco is concerned, we have a partnership for next 5 years. It is an exclusive partnership with Genus Eco. At the moment, we are having nearly 50 hospitals and 150 clinics. And of course, they have declared they have a planning for 350 hospitals and clinics in next 3 years. Apart that, at the moment, we have already started taking collection from 34 places in 4 states. In Bihar. Hello?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Yes, yes. We have already taken collections from Bihar in Patna and Uttarakhand and at some places from UP and Delhi. Already, it's just a beginning. In last 10 days, we have started the collection. Our contract is we have to do the test at the rate of what that city carries on an average. That simply means the rate is the same what is prevailing in the market in that city. And what we are doing, we are giving 30% discount to Genus Eco patients. And we are paying 20% to Genus Eco. And rest of the 50% we are retaining. And out of the 50%, we have a very handsome margin. We are having around 80% margin in that, as far as margin is concerned. And just because we don't have to pay the rental, we don't have to pay the electricity bill if we are putting the lab in their setup. But that is only at few places. Most of the places we are collecting the samples and doing in our own lab. And that is the contract with Genus Eco. It is a 30% discount to the patient and 20% to the Genus Eco. And rest of the 50% we are having. And out of the 50% money, we are having a very handsome 80% margins. And as far as pharmacy is concerned, your second question is about pharmacy. This year, this first half, we have achieved 5.2% EBITDA in case of pharmacy. And it was hardly 1.2% last year. And our aim is to achieve nearly 10%, over 10% EBITDA in next 6 months or so. We have so many businesses in pharmacy. We have a B2G business, B2C business, B2B business. In the same manner, we will achieve more than 10% EBITDA in the next few quarters. And that is our aim. And definitely that will add up in our diagnostic business rather than pulling behind our diagnostic business or diagnostic results. It will definitely add a huge value to the our diagnostic business also and shareholder also. Because these centers, at the moment we are having around 40 units, retail units, and we are collecting the samples from these units also. That simply means this is adding to our diagnostic business also. And we are trying to maintain more than 10% EBITDA in case of pharmacy, then this pharmacy business itself will have a very good profit margin also. So it is adding up in diagnostic as well as this itself will give handsome returns.
Got it, got it. So just a follow-up question on the you know, partnership with Genus Eco. You are saying your realizations will be 50% net realizations to Chandan of the average pricing which in that city is there, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
And the margins are healthy because you do not have similar rental or electricity costs there, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. And we have an assured business wherever we are opening the units. In fact, on the basis of Genus Eco, we are going to have more than 100 labs in 17 states. So that we will get immediately, we will get the work from Genus Eco, and from day one, we will get the profit. That is the biggest advantage for Chandan. Because wherever we open the lab, it takes nearly 9 months to 1 year to become a profitable venture. That's why we are collecting, we have gone for preferential issue also, so that we can open more than 100 labs in next 2-3 years, and from the day one it will start producing the profits and sales. This is the biggest advantage with Gina Seco.
What is the capex that will be required for these stores, considering they have the setup already? You know, is there minimal capex, or still we'll have to have significant capex on these stores? Like, if you could give ballpark numbers, is like average for these 100 stores with Gina Seco.
Yes. What I am talking about, 100 stores, we are putting all these 100 stores outside the their hospital, just because we want to do the business even beyond Gina Seco. Because this, we have a partnership for 5 years. And of course, it will be renewed after 5 years also, because Gina Seco has already involved in their investment through the promoters also and through the company also. That we are expecting, but still we want to get the business from other franchisee and other doctors also, so that we are putting 100 labs outside the Gina Seco. There are hardly few labs inside the Gina Seco. And when we are putting lab inside the Gina Seco, it is an investment of around 30 lakhs or so. And when we are putting lab outside, it carries other things also, giving some securities, and basically when we take a place for renovation, and then it becomes an investment of nearly 50 lakhs. The difference is 20 lakhs when we are putting the lab outside, but definitely we will get lot of business from outside. That we are preferring for labs outside the Gina Seco, and we want to make it profitable from day one just by getting the samples from Gina Seco. That is our policy. That is our strategy. We want to put more than 100 labs in 17 states within 3 years, so that before this contract expires or renewed, we will be profit in each and every labs in 17 states. That is our strategy and policy.
Got it. Very good to know this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Satish, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. Am I audible?
Morning, sir. Morning.
Thank you, sir. Good set of results, sir. Sir, I have heard you before. The revenue split between our pharmacy and the diagnostic is 45-55. Is that correct, sir, today?
55 and 45, you are talking.
Last year,
our turnover was 125 crore in case of diagnostic and 100 crore in case of pharmacy. But this combination is changing every day, just because we are giving more importance to our diagnostic business and putting more and more centers and more labs. In fact, in next 1 year or so, this ratio will be entirely different. It may be 65 and 35. And in the years to come, diagnostic business will definitely exceed the pharmacy business.
Sir, you anticipated my question, sir.
Sorry, sir?
You anticipated my... Go ahead, sir.
In H1 itself, the ratio of pharmacy turnover has decreased. The total, out of total turnover, pharmacy turnover is 60 CR.
Okay. So exactly my question was heading towards that. So going forward, what percentage we can see? I think sir has given a hint that it may go up to 65-35, and further that it can go to 70-30 and 80-20. Can we expect like this in further quarter?
Yes. For 80-20, it will happen only in next 3 years. Gradually, diagnostic business will exit. But together with diagnostic, we are putting more and more retail pharmacies also, just because through these retail pharmacies, we are collecting the diagnostic samples. Basically, these retail pharmacies are helping our diagnostic business also. That's why we are putting more and more retail pharmacies also. In spite of that, this will continuously have a different ratio. Today it is 60-40, tomorrow it will be 65-35, and lastly it will be 80-20, and that will continue.
Good to hear, sir. So last question, sir, again related to Gina Seco. So it is very exciting that we got a 5-year deal. Just curious to know that what made Gina Seco, what do you think that why Gina Seco has done this partnership with Chandan? What did they see in Chandan?
You are asking about the Gina Seco.
It is more of a question to Gina Seco, but what do you think, sir?
As far as I understand, why they have basically their presence is in northern India, and they wanted to have one diagnostic organization which can basically they can work with them, because at the moment their diagnostic references are very fragmented. Basically, so many players are doing for their diagnostic work. And they are not getting the consolidated diagnostic business, which is very important for their patients also and for their revenue also. They were not getting the revenue just because doctors were referring the patient outside, and they were not getting any revenue, and the quality factor was not there, and consistency was not there, that was not good, they were not getting any revenue, their patients were not getting any discounts, which we are giving 30%. There are so many factors for that matter, they must have joined us. And just because of this, they know this association will give fruit to both the company. That's why they are investing in our company also, so that we can have more and more labs in whole of the country. They are also spreading in whole of the country, and they want Chandan Healthcare should also spread in whole of the country. Both of us are spreading and going pan-India. And that is the reason we can accommodate them, they can accommodate us. And it's a win-win partnership, and both are getting benefits. I believe this may be the thinking behind this coordination.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. A pleasure talking to you, sir.
Welcome, sir.
All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charchit from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, sir.
Hi. First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, I might have missed our expansion plan. Like, by FY26, how many general labs, central labs and collection centers are we planning to open? Like, by when it will be operational?
Sir, at the moment, in the first half, we have already opened 6 comprehensive centers. And that includes all the pathology lab, high-level pathology lab, X-ray, ultrasound, CT, MRI, and so many other diagnostic facilities. And the 7th one is we are going to start in Raipur in the next month. So in this year, we have already opened 7, and the 8th one we will start at the end of this financial year at Janakipuram, Lucknow. So in this year, we will have 8 major comprehensive diagnostic centers. And in the meantime, we have already taken space for our lab in Mumbai, Kolkata, and Chandigarh at the moment. And we are planning to start at least 2 to 3 labs every month. And that simply means 20 plus labs in next half of this year. And in the next 2 years, definitely we will have at least 35 to 40 labs every year. So our target of 100 labs in next 3 years will be completed. This is our future program. And definitely we will continue to have comprehensive centers also, because that is our specialty. We will have at least 2 to 3 comprehensive diagnostic centers every year. Although this year we have taken 8 comprehensive centers, that is helping us to spread in expand in more than 7 states. And in future also we will have comprehensive centers, but at the moment we are focusing on labs, so that we can take the work from Gina Seco, as well as we are going for more than 1,000 franchise in 17 states that will cater our labs.
So we are very fast in installing the labs, at least 2 to 3 labs every month. And this month, we have already taken place in three states for three labs. And this process is continuing, and this will continue very fast for next 3 years. And for that matter, we are collecting 104 crore as a preferential shares. And even promoters are investing, and promoters' friends are investing, and Gina Seco is also investing. All of us together will invest and have at least 100 labs in next 2.5 to 3 years.
Great, great. So like on the next question is on Gina Seco. So what kind of revenue we can expect from our JV?
Difficult question, sir. I think let us wait. We have just started collection in 34 units because they are having more than 150 units. And we are just because they were not having any organized diagnostic setup previously. Doctors were referring the patients outside for the test. Only two or three places, at two or three places, they were having the lab. And what I could say, the Lucknow and the Meerut lab, both the labs were doing at least 2 to 3 lakhs per day. This is the definite amount we know we will get it. And rest of the definitely now patients have stopped going outside, and we have started collecting the samples. And definitely in the quarters to come, you will get the real picture how much business we will get. But it's a huge business. We are expecting more than at least 25 to 50 crores a year.
Great. Oh, and like we are expecting to, getting revenue from Gina Seco, I mean, coming quarters, like in this year only.
Yes.
Great, great. Okay. Thanks a lot, and all the best.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Prasenjit from 129 Wealth Fund. Please go ahead. Mr. Prasenjit, we have unmuted your lines. Please ask your question.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, sir.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. Okay. So my question was on the franchisee model. So as you are now expanding through franchise, so can you help me to understand? So from your own lab, let's say if you, as you are reporting around 20-22% of EBITDA, so I guess while you are collecting through franchise, that margin will go down?
No, sir. Margin will not go down. It will be either same or it may be higher. But the only thing is, whenever we go for franchise system, we will have competition with large players like Metropolis, Dr. Lal, Thyrocare. These three big players, we will get these three players in every city. And what is happening at the moment, most of the franchisee we are getting initially, they are breaking relationship with these big players, and they are connecting with us just because in the northern India, we are more popular and more comfortable with them. And as far as margin is concerned, it will not be reduced, but we will start getting some competition from the large players. Previously, what we were doing, we were having all facilities under one roof, and that business was not having any competition from these large players, because these large players are working in franchise model, and we were working with doctor's reference. We were having a small competition from the unorganized players, but that was easy to compete with them. And now when we will go for franchise, definitely we will have some competition, but no problem. That portion also we will compete and we will win the situation, but the margins will not be reduced.
Okay. But are you paying some profit share to the franchise partner, some revenue share to the franchise partner themselves?
Sir, what is happening at the moment? I just want to tell you the franchise system. You may and may not be knowing what these major players are doing. What we do, whenever we collect the samples at the market price, okay? And after collecting the money, we transfer the money. That depends on the franchise to franchise and business volume. We transfer the money around 35 to 50% to the franchise. The same thing is doing all these large players also. And what these franchisees are doing, they hold around 15 to 20% in their pocket, and rest of the money they transfer to the doctor. So that doctor, nursing home or somewhere from where they are getting the sample. And this is the model which is adopted by all the large players. What we have to do, we have to compete with the CAT, the fastest, and some more discounts. And the majority of the advantage with us is we are a marketing team already. We have a marketing team for last 20 years, and they know how to get how to handle the doctors and the nursing homes and hospitals, so that we can get more and more samples through the franchise. And that is the only competitive point we have. We are in touch with these doctors. At the moment in UP and Uttarakhand, our nearly 30,000 doctors are already enrolled in our business. And there are so many doctors which are distant. They are working in a distant places from our major diagnostic center. Through franchisees, definitely they can give more and more sample to us. And that is the only difference, and that is the only competitive edge with these large players. But the model is the same for every franchise business, whether it is Dr. Lal, Thyrocare or Metropolis. It is only the execution and the process and the working. The only, basically, the winner is who can really attach with the doctors, who can really have a better marketing, who can really ensure the business for the franchise, so that they should not change franchise. That is the, these, all these factors will definitely create some difference among the franchise business owners. But the model is more or less same. The only thing is execution. And we are ready for execution, which is much, much better than these large players. That is our focus point.
Got it, sir. And sir, regarding this Ginasico, how much capex is required to cover all the Ginasico network hospitals and clinics?
Sir, at the moment, they don't have so much place for labs. We are hardly getting 5 or 6 places in whole of the India, so that we are putting the labs inside their campus. But we are going to have 100 labs in 17 states, and most of the labs we are putting outside the Ginasico, just because we will get a confirmed samples from the Ginasico, and we will get majority of business from outside also through our franchise and directly from the references from the doctors and through online and directly patients are coming to our center. If we are putting lab inside the Ginasico, we will not get the patients. Basically, patients will not come inside the Ginasico. That is the reason we are trying to put the labs outside the Ginasico, but in the same city, so that we can initially get the samples from Ginasico and get the profit immediately. And on this profit, we can develop the business through franchise, through online, and directly from the patients and reference from the doctors. And that is the reason we are putting more outside and less inside. It's a blessing in disguise. We are not having space in Ginasico. The moment we put a lab inside the Ginasico, our capacity is around 30 lakhs. And when we put the lab outside the Ginasico, our capacity is 50 lakhs. Just because the real estate property there in renovation and securities, this amount goes to 50 lakhs. So, we will be more advantageous if we are putting lab outside the Ginasico. But the business we are getting from Ginasico will definitely help us to start the business pan-India.
Okay. So how much total investment you may incur to open all the 100 labs across 17 states over the next 2-3 years? Any across
okay.
Number?
Okay. I tell you, around 100 labs will have around 50 crore. And in the meantime, this is the 50 crore will be invested in these 100 labs. And definitely, we will try to have any strategic acquisition. If we get that, we will do. And we are going for so many contracts in B2G business. That money will be utilized in that. And we will have at least 8 to 9 comprehensive major centers in 9 states, which can give all type of services under one roof. All together will have an investment of around 100 crore.
Okay. And so last question. So in this H1 revenue of around 137 crore, so how much came from diagnosis and how much came from pharmacy?
From diagnostics, sir, it was 77.63 crores, and from rest from pharmacy, around 60 crores.
Okay. Thank you, and wishing you all the very best.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible?
Yes, sir. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Welcome. Sir, मुझे बस ये समझना था कि जो आपका pharmacy आपने पहले बोला कि जो shops हैं वो आप collections के लिए use करते हैं. तो वो
collection के लिए भी these are retail shops and they also collect the samples. Yes.
हाँ जी, हाँ जी. तो वो आपका फुटप्रिंट बढ़ाने के लिए काम आता है एंड फार्मेसी काइंड ऑफ स्पेस फॉर इटसेल्फ, मतलब ऐसे वर्क करता है?
ऐसा होता है सर, जब भी हम, जैसे हमने भोपाल में एक अपनी मेजर सेंटर लगाया, तो नॉर्मली क्या होता है कि 5 किलोमीटर के रेडियस से तो पेशेंट डायरेक्टली आपके पास आ जाता है, मगर अगर बेसिकली ये बड़े सिटी, मेट्रोपॉलिटन सिटी या टीयर टू सिटीज जो होते हैं, इसमें रेंज 20 किलोमीटर तक हो जाती है, 20-30 किलोमीटर. तो आप एक शहर में बहुत सारे मेजर सेंटर तो नहीं लगा सकते. हालांकि पिछले 20 सालों में हमने लखनऊ में 5-6 लगा लिए, मगर इतना स्लो तो हम नहीं चल सकते. अब हमारी सिचुएशन ये है कि 5 किलोमीटर के दूर हम लोग क्या करते हैं, अपनी फार्मेसी लगाना शुरू करते हैं. और जब फार्मेसी लगाते हैं तो क्योंकि यहाँ पर हमारा मेजर सेंटर है, तो यहाँ बजाय इसके कि हम किसी दूसरे को फ्रेंचाइजी दें, हम अपने ही फ्रेंचाइज, हमारी ये फार्मेसी ही यूनिट कलेक्शन का पॉइंट बन जाती है. हमारा मार्केटिंग का पर्सन जाकर के वहां कहता है कि हमारा मेजर सेंटर आपसे दूर है, मगर ये फार्मेसी हमारे नजदीक है, तो आप पैथोलॉजी पर यहाँ भेज दीजिए और रेडियोलॉजी के लिए आप हमारे मेजर सेंटर में भेज दीजिएगा. तो इससे क्या होता है कि हमारा ये यूनिट जो है फार्मेसी का भी बिजनेस कर रही होती है और ये पैथोलॉजी का कलेक्शन भी कर लेती है, जिसमें हेल्थ चेकअप्स भी होते हैं और बाकी सारी टाइप की पैथोलॉजी हम लोग वहां से सैंपल कलेक्ट कर सकते हैं. तो इस तरीके से हमें ये जो यूनिट्स होती है फार्मेसी की, फार्मेसी बिजनेस को तो हमारा चला ही रही है, साथ में ये हमारे डायग्नोस्टिक बिजनेस को भी बहुत बड़ा सपोर्ट करती है. और आप इसको ऐसे समझिए कि अगर हम उस शहर में कोई फ्रेंचाइजी लेते हैं तो हम कितनी भी कोशिश करें, आज की तारीख में ये जो लार्ज प्लेयर्स हैं इनकी 25% फ्रेंचाइजी हर साल चेंज हो रही है, तो कम से कम ये हमारी ये जो फार्मेसी यूनिट्स हैं ये तो जिंदगी में कभी भी चेंज नहीं होंगे. तो एक हमारी ये एक सॉलिड बिजनेस जो हमेशा के लिए क्रिएट हो जाता है और पेशेंट को भी ये कॉन्फिडेंस हो जाता है कि ये चंदन की कलेक्शन है, चंदन की फार्मेसी है, तो वो दवा भी खरीदता है और वहां पर सैंपल भी दे देता है, उसे मालूम है कि ये उनके मेन सेंटर में जाकर टेस्ट हो रहे हैं, तो उसे कॉन्फिडेंस भी बिल्ट होता है. तो हम इस मॉडल को भी साथ में रखते हैं और जहां पर हमने सिर्फ लैब लगाई है वहां पर हम फ्रेंचाइज मॉडल को लेकर के चलते हैं, क्योंकि ये पॉसिबल नहीं है कि आप हिंदुस्तान के 200 मेजर सेंटर्स लगा दें, बिकॉज एक सेंटर आपका 8 से 9 करोड़ रुपए का खर्चा आता है. तो आप लैब लगाते हैं तो वो 50 लाख में रखती है. तो हम पूरे हिंदुस्तान को अगर कवर करना चाहते हैं तो हमें लैब्स लगानी होंगी, मगर जहां पर हमें स्कोप अच्छा नजर आता है वहां मेजर सेंटर लगा करके इस फार्मेसीज के थ्रू भी कलेक्शन करते हैं और अपने सेंटर के थ्रू डायरेक्ट पेशेंट को भी लेते हैं, और बाकी जहां पर हम लैब्स लगा रहे हैं वहां पर हम फ्रेंचाइज के थ्रू कलेक्शन करेंगे. तो इससे हाइब्रिड, इससे हाइब्रिड मॉडल. जी सर,
फार्मेसीज ये प्रॉफिटेबल है
सर? हमारा अभी फर्स्ट हाफ में 5.2% का ईबीटा आया है.
ओके, परफेक्ट परफेक्ट.
और हम कोशिश ये कर रहे हैं कि ये 10% के ईबीटा की तरफ चले जाए, क्योंकि इसके एक रीजन ये है कि जो हमारी फार्मेसी यूनिट्स हैं ये स्टॉकिस्ट का भी काम करती है. हमारी एक ग्रुप कंपनी फार्मास्यूटिकल है, उसके लिए स्टॉकिस्ट का भी काम करती है, तो जब उसके थ्रू कोई भी सामान मूव होता है तो 10% उसमें भी हमें मिलता है. और यही फार्मेसी हमारी रिटेल बिजनेस को भी करती है और यही हमारा B2G को भी करती है. हमारे पास इस समय HAL के, UP के 3 ऐसी यूनिट्स हैं जिसमें लखनऊ, इलाहाबाद ये सब हैं, जहां पर हम अपना गवर्नमेंट को भी इन्हीं के थ्रू सप्लाई करते हैं. तो देयर आर सो मेनी मॉडल्स. ये B2C का भी काम कर रही है, B2B का भी काम कर रही है, B2G का भी काम कर रही है. ऑल टुगेदर वी वॉन्ट कि हमारा ये EBITDA 10% क्रॉस कर जाए, जिससे कि ये फार्मेसी कभी भी डायग्नोस्टिक का प्रॉफिट्स को ड्रैग ज्यादा ना करे, उसको हेल्प भी करे और खुद भी अच्छे प्रॉफिट्स लेकर के क्रिएट हो.
ओके,
ये हमारा एंड है।
अच्छा एक सर लास्ट सवाल था मेरा कि जो कंपटीशन है जो ये बड़े वाली चेन्स के साथ है तो वो जैसे वो मार्केटिंग वगैरह पे इतने पैसे खर्च होते हैं वो उससे हम कैसे कॉम्पीट करते हैं हमारी कंपनी?
सर पहली चीज तो ये है कि हम लोग की जो मार्केटिंग टीम है वो बहुत स्ट्रांग है, वो क्योंकि हम लोग अपने मेजर सेंटर पे जो भी आज तक का हमने बिजनेस किया है वो मार्केटिंग टीम से किया है, हमने ऑनलाइन के थ्रू ज्यादा नहीं किया है, हमने डॉक्टर से ज्यादा कनेक्ट होके हॉस्पिटल नर्सिंग होम से कनेक्ट होकर के वो बिजनेस ज्यादा किया है। अभी भी अगर आपको कॉम्पिटिशन बीट करना है तो वो ऑनलाइन नहीं हो सकता सर, अगर आप ऑनलाइन से बीट करेंगे तो आपके प्राइस इतने रिड्यूस होते चले जाएंगे कि आप कहीं कैश बर्निंग की तरफ ना चले जाएं। तो आप देखेंगे कि ये जितने लार्ज प्लेयर्स हैं आज की तारीख में वो इस ट्रबल में जी रहे हैं, इसीलिए मेट्रोपॉलिस जो है हर साल 3-4 एक्वायर करता है डायग्नोस्टिक सेंटर। यही काम अभी इसने डॉक्टर लाल ने भी एक बड़ी चेन एक्वायर करी है, क्योंकि जो फ्रेंचाइज बिजनेस में ये जो ऑनलाइन बिजनेस कर रहे हैं उसके रेट्स इतने रिड्यूस होते चले गए कि इनके मार्जिन सफर करने लगे हैं, तो इनकी सेल्स ग्रोथ और मार्जिन पर एक चैलेंज आ गया है। हम इसीलिए हम फ्रेंचाइज बिजनेस पर आज तक नहीं थे, मगर अब हम अपनी ब्रांडिंग को देखते हुए, अपनी रीच को देखते हुए, अपनी मार्केटिंग स्ट्रेंथ को देखते हुए, और हम इसको एक चौथे बिजनेस की तरह से इसको लेके चल रहे, क्योंकि आज हमें जहां भी लैब लगा रहे हैं हमारे पास एक जीना सीखो का तो वहां पर पहले से ही काम आ गया, तो उसके लिए हमने कोई मार्केटिंग नहीं करी, कोई एफर्ट्स नहीं किया, कोई खर्च नहीं किया। अब उसके ऊपर जब हमने लैब लगा ही ली वहां पर तो हम सोचते हैं कि हम फ्रेंचाइज लगाएं, क्योंकि हमारा खर्चा तो कम हो ही गया, हमारा जो कैपिटल लगा वो तो एकदम से रियलाइज हो गया उसमें इनकम, तो अब इस फ्रेंचाइज में हमें दूसरों से बेहतर फ्रेंचाइज क्रिएट करनी है, यानी कि हमारे फ्रेंचाइज के बेनिफिट्स अच्छे होने चाहिए, हमारी मार्केटिंग बहुत स्ट्रांग होनी चाहिए, हमारा कैट हमारी रिपोर्टिंग बहुत फास्ट होनी चाहिए। तो अब इन चीजों में डेफिनेटली वी हैव ए कॉम्पिटिशन, आप इसको ये मत समझिए कि कॉम्पिटिशन नहीं है, लार्ज प्लेयर के साथ अब हम कॉम्पिटिशन करेंगे मगर बेटर परफॉर्मेंस बेटर एग्जीक्यूशन से डेफिनेटली वी कैन बीट दिस कॉम्पिटिशन। And as far as margins are concerned, it is as good as what we are getting in our major centers.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Good luck.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prabal Jain from SM Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Sir, actually
hi.
I wanted to understand the specifics of this Gina Pico partnership. So sir,
yes.
You know, the first test, you know, of let's say any customer which gets done. So first test ka the realization aapke isme 50-50% split hoga ya fir wo pura free rahega?
सर जो भी हमारा बेसिकली जो भी टेस्ट हम कर रहे हैं वो मार्केट रेट पर कर रहे हैं, और मार्केट रेट पर हम 30% डिस्काउंट जीना सीको के पेशेंट को डायरेक्टली दे देते हैं, एंड व्हाटएवर मनी वी रिसीव आउट ऑफ दैट 20% वी पे टू द जीना सीको एंड रेस्ट ऑफ द मनी वी रिटेन, एंड इन दिस बिजनेस वी आर हैविंग हैंडसम मार्जिन आल्सो बिकॉज वी आर डूइंग। क्योंकि मार्केट रेट पे कर रहे हैं ना, नॉर्मली जो मार्केट रेट होता है उसमें हमारा जो कंज्यूमेबल कॉस्ट आती है वो 10-15% आती है, तो यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड वी विल हैव मोर देन 70% मार्जिन इन दिस केस, एंड क्योंकि ओवरहेड्स कम होंगे इसमें, क्योंकि आपको मार्केटिंग नहीं करनी है, आपको कंफर्म सैंपल्स मिल रहे हैं, कंफर्म आपका 5 साल का कॉन्ट्रैक्ट है, एक्सक्लूसिव कॉन्ट्रैक्ट है, तो वो एफर्ट्स हमारा सब खत्म हो जाता है, और अगर हमने अंडर लैब लगाई है तो हमें ना रेंट देना है ना इलेक्ट्रिसिटी देनी है, बट मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम हम बाहरी लैब ज्यादा लगा जी।
हाँ, बट जो मशीन ऑपरेटिंग एक्सपेंस समझना चाह रहा था सर, अंदर के आपने बोला ये सारे एक्सपेंसेस तो नहीं रहेंगे, बट जो मशीन है जो आप लगाएंगे उसका केपेक्स तो आप ही करेंगे, तो उसका डिप्रिसिएशन तो आपको आपकी बुक्स से लेना पड़ेगा, राइट?
जी हाँ, बट नॉर्मली एक लैब में जो मशीन्स लगती हैं वो नियरली 30 लाख की लगती हैं, दैट इज नॉट ए ह्यूज कैपिटल इन्वेस्टमेंट। जब हम एक सेंटर की बात करते हैं, एक लैब की बात करते हैं, तो वो इतना बड़ा इन्वेस्टमेंट नहीं है, और उसका कोई बहुत ज्यादा इम्पैक्ट डिप्रिसिएशन या उसके
ये वाली जो सर जो एक लेवल पे जो आप मेन लैब लगाएंगे उसमें तो आई थिंक थोड़ा सिग्निफिकेंट मशीन का एक्सपेंडिचर होना चाहिए, राइट?
मशीन तो सेम है सर, चाहे बाहर लैब लगाए हम, अनलेस एंटिल लैब की मशीन तो सेम है, क्योंकि बहुत सारी मशीनें हमें रेंटल पे मिलती है, यानी कि वो हमारे रेजेंट के कंजम्पशन पर मिलती है फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट। तो हमारा टोटल जब हम मेजर लैब लगाते हैं, जहां पर हमने माइक्रोबायोलॉजी, हिस्टोपैथोलॉजी और कैंसर मार्कर वो सब लगाते हैं, दैट उसमें हमारा इन्वेस्टमेंट ज्यादा होता है, मगर वो तो हमारी मेजर लैब है, वहां पर हमारे पास डायरेक्ट पेशेंट भी आते हैं। वो मेजर लैब हमारा मोस्टली 8 से 10 करोड़ पर ईयर का बिजनेस क्रिएट करती है। तो ये इनके जो सुपर स्पेशलिटी टेस्ट है वो उस मेजर लैब में जाएंगे, मगर जो रूटीन टेस्ट है वो हम उस लैब में करेंगे। तो हर लैब, ये जो जितनी भी लैब हम लगा रहे हैं, ये किसी न किसी मेजर लैब से कनेक्टेड है, जिसमें हम 3-4 घंटे के अंदर या 6-7 घंटे के अंदर सुपर स्पेशलिटी टेस्ट वहां भेज देते हैं, जिससे नेक्स्ट डे मॉर्निंग में वो रिपोर्ट मिल जाती है। वो कोई इशू नहीं है, वही तरीका ही है इसको करने का। तो ऐसा कोई बहुत बड़ा कैपिटल इसमें नहीं लगता है, इसमें मशीनें केवल 30 लाख की है, मगर जब बाहर सेंटर लगाते हैं तो हमारे 20 लाख के और खर्चे हो जाते हैं, जिसमें रिनोवेशन हो गया, कुछ हमें सिक्योरिटीज देनी होती है रेंटल, तो वो 50 लाख लगता है, और इधर हमारा 30 लाख लगता है। बट एज फार एज इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स आर कंसर्न्ड, अवर इन्वेस्टमेंट इज 30 लाख फॉर दीज लैब्स।
ओके ओके। तो सर बेसिकली सर नेट ये है कि जो भी आप बिना किसी के पेशेंट्स के लिए आप डायग्नोस्टिक टेस्ट करते हैं, उसका जो भी वैल्यू है, जो सर्विस आप प्रोवाइड करेंगे, उसका 50% अपने पास पूरा आ जाएगा।
जी हाँ, जी हाँ, जी हाँ, जी हाँ।
एंड दैट वुड हैपन राइट फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट टेस्ट, राइट?
From
the first day, जैसे मैं एक कस्टमर हूँ बिना किको का, और मैं पहली बार अब चंदन की लैब में आया हूँ, पहले टेस्ट मैं आपसे कराऊंगा, उसी पॉइंट से 50% अपने पास आने लग जाएगा चंदन के पास।
यस सर, यस, हमने ऑलरेडी करीब 34 जगहों पर कलेक्शन शुरू भी कर दिया है पिछले 1 नवंबर से।
मेरा पूछने का सर इसलिए मैं पूछ रहा था क्योंकि रिसेंटली गॉट टू नो कि फर्स्ट टेस्ट आई थिंक शायद फ्री है, ऐसा कुछ तो नहीं है।
हाँ हाँ, वो मैं आपको बताता हूँ वो क्या है, उसको भी आप समझिए। जो फर्स्ट, जब पहली बार कोई पेशेंट जीना सीको का आकर के हमारे यहाँ रजिस्टर होता है, तो हम उसको एक कार्ड इशू करते हैं, और जब कार्ड इशू करते हैं तो हम उससे कहते हैं कि आप अगर 50 रुपीज डिपॉजिट करोगे तो हम आपका एक ये हेल्थ चेकअप फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट करेंगे। और ये जो हम कर रहे हैं, ये जो फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट हम टेस्ट को कर रहे हैं, इसमें रफली हमारा 50 रुपए ही खर्च होता है लगभग टोटल, क्योंकि हम रिपोर्ट भी उनको फिजिकल न देकर के फोन पे ही देते हैं। तो ये हमारा एक तरह से नो लॉस नो प्रॉफिट है, मगर ये कस्टमर एक्विजिशन है एट जीरो कॉस्ट, एट जीरो कॉस्ट, एंड दैट इज आल्सो एट जीरो कॉस्ट।
तो फिर तो ठीक है, फिर तो मतलब फर्स्ट ऑप्टिकली इट इज लाइक अ फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट, बट वी आर एक्वायरिंग द कस्टमर। तो सर आपको ये ठीक है एक बार आई थिंक दिस क्वेश्चन वुड बी राइटली सुटेड इन द नेक्स्ट कॉल, सो थैंक यू सो मच, आई विल गेट बैक।
थैंक यू सर, वेलकम सर।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मिस अंजना फ्रॉम ओरियन कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो, आई एम ऑडिबल?
हेलो, वेलकम मैम।
Yeah, thank you sir for this great opportunity. So, my first question is, sir, can you clarify more of group structure, Chandan Healthcare, Chandan Hospital, what percentage is related party transaction with Chandan Hospital?
Not much related party transaction, just because this is a group company. Chandan Hospital is a group company of the same promoters. Mm-hmm. As far as healthcare is concerned, healthcare is doing some super specialty test for Chandan Hospital. That is a very small sale, more or less. It may be around 5 or 6 crore sale a year. Because Chandan Hospital is doing their test itself. They have their own pathology lab and they are doing most of the test inside the hospital. But super specialty tests, they refer to our diagnostic Chandan Healthcare, diagnostic division of Chandan Healthcare. And that is a small business, that healthcare is not dependent on this business, because Chandan Hospital is having 3 hospitals at the moment. And of course, the 4th hospital, Chandan Hospital, is going to start in Gorakhpur also. That will contribute to some part, but not in a major part.
Okay. So my second question would be like, what is the reason for the shift in strategy from fully owning all centers earlier to now considering the franchise model?
Ma'am, definitely you have asked a very good question. Just because in last 30 years we have never gone for a franchise system. It is just because maintaining the quality, maintaining the tech and competing with these large players, we have never gone for that. We have gone to the business model which gives all facilities, including radiology, pathology and everything, at one place, under one roof. And we were getting references from the doctors. We were having loyal customers. In fact, at few centers we are having third generation. They are taking the services from the diagnostic. We were enjoying with that, and that will continue. But the only challenge is if we go for that, we can put only two, three centers in a year, and that will not suffice the desire of the investors, and we want to increase the shareholders' value, and that's why we are taking the franchise business also. And the most important thing is because of contract with Genasico, we are having an opportunity to go pan-India without any loss, because from the day one, we will start getting the samples from Genasico, which will make our labs profitable from day one. And that is the opportunity, because we are not putting anything behind. We are putting the lab just to get the samples from Genasico. So we have added the franchise business also in this. Of course, franchise business has its own problem because of nature of competition with the large players. And these large players are not working, they are working on franchise model. They are not working like we were doing in last 20 years. That's why we were not getting any competition from these large players. We were having only competition from the local small players, and it was easy to beat them. But no problem. We will have some competition. We will have to be very careful about the quality. Of course, we are already giving quality to seven states, and we should be having a very good tech. We should be having a very good contact with the doctor and nursing home and hospital, which is our already we were doing for last 20, 30 years, and we have full expertise to deal with all these doctors and nursing homes, and definitely we will take care of our franchise, because what these large players are having difficulty, they are 25% franchisee are changing every day from one franchise to other franchise just by because of so many issues, discounts and so many issues. Of course, we will have some competition. That's why we have never gone for that. But now we want very fast and fast speed. That's why we are going for this, and we will achieve this, and that's not a problem for us. But definitely, we will have competition with the large players. And that is the reason we were not going, and now this is the reason we are going for that. Because we have got the opportunity from Genasico, so that our all the labs will be profitable from day one, and we can go for franchise because we don't have to invest for franchise system. That is the reason we are going for that. It is an opportunity, and we are using it.
Okay. So, sir, like how many of the 40 labs are currently below the break-even point?
How many?
How many of the 40 labs are currently below the break-even point?
No, no. In fact, we have recently started Delhi and Bhopal. And they are also not fully functional because at some place CT is not started, some place MRI not started. Otherwise, all the labs and diagnostic centers are profitable. Because in major centers, we get the profit within 9 months to 1 year. And that is the time, just because we take so many licenses, so many affiliations, because we are having more than 200 affiliations with government and public sector and private sectors. Immediately, whenever we open the lab, we have to make it NABL. NABL, we can take only after 6 months, we can apply, and we get the NABL in 9 months to 1 year. So the full business comes within 9 months to 12 years. The moment full business comes, basically we crosses the break-even point. That is the nature of the business. And in case of labs, because we have never started labs in this manner, the way we are going to start, and we will see, because of Genasico, from day one, it will be in profit. We cannot afford to lose the money by opening new centers. We cannot afford, because we have to give at least 20-25% growth every year on year. That is our commitment to our shareholders, and that we have to do. Sometimes, of course, we process that, but we always make a business which should not drag behind 20 to 25% in case of profitability and EBITDA. That we are trying to maintain the expansion with the profitability.
Okay. So, like beyond the recent fundraise, will the company require any additional debt or equity for its expansion plans going forward?
At the moment, it is not looking like because we have enough. We will have enough money for next 2.5 years, and I don't believe if we get any big opportunity in acquiring a lab or something, that may be. But as far as our program is concerned, for 100 labs and 8-9 major centers, I don't believe we need any money in next 3 years.
Okay, sir. Like. That's all from my side. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Prabal Jain from SM Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi again. Sir, aapka hello, sir. Hospital business hai.
Ji.
Hello. आपका सर ये जो hospital business है, sir, आगे चल के आपको कोई plan है to, you know, bring this into a more simpler structure, maybe listed entity में आप hospital लेके आना चाहें, तो कुछ आपने सोचा है या कुछ strategy on paper आपका कुछ view है इसको?
Plan for expansion or plan for IPO?
किसी भी तरीके से maybe
expansion तो हमारा हमने भी गोरखपुर में 250 बेड का एक अभी MOU किया है, वो हमें बिल्डिंग बना करके एक साल में देंगे, तो उसके बाद एक साल हमें और करके 2 साल के अंदर वो 250 बेड हमारे और बढ़ जाएंगे गोरखपुर में। और जहां तक आईपीओ का सवाल है, हम लोग अप्रैल 2027 में हम लोग आईपीओ के लिए जा रहे हैं उसमें, क्योंकि दिस कंपनी इज ऑलरेडी पिछले 6 साल से ये प्रॉफिटेबल है, नेट प्रॉफिट है इसमें 6 साल से, तो हम लोग इसको हम लोग प्री FY 2027-28 में प्री आईपीओ एंड देन आईपीओ पे जा रहे हैं।
और सर इसमें आपका और जैसे आपने बोला गोरखपुर में भी आप एक का काम शुरू कर दिया है, तो अभी आप और भी ऐसे कोई हॉस्पिटल हैं जो इवैल्यूएट कर रहे हैं नॉर्थ में?
नहीं, अभी नहीं करेंगे हम, क्योंकि हम लोग के पास अभी ऑलरेडी करीब 600 बेड्स हो चुके हैं, और ये हम 600 बेड्स को फुल्ली यूटिलाइज करके FY 2027 में जब पहुंचेंगे आईपीओ के लिए, तो ये 90% ऑक्यूपेंसी पर चल रहे होंगे, और उस समय हमारा गोरखपुर का इनॉग्रेशन हो रहा होगा। आफ्टर आईपीओ या ड्यूरिंग आईपीओ हम जो भी रियलाइजेशन करेंगे उस पर हम प्लान करेंगे आगे के हॉस्पिटल के लिए। अभी हम अपने को 850 बेड्स तक लेकर के चल रहे हैं, जिससे कि हम एक सॉलिड फाउंडेशन पे आगे बढ़े।
ओके, परफेक्ट है सर, ठीक है, थैंक यू सो मच।
थैंक यू, वेलकम सर।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मिस्टर चर्चित फ्रॉम जेन्युटी कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हाय सर, जस्ट वन क्वेश्चन, लाइक आवर एबिटडा मार्जिन हैज इंक्रीज्ड बाय 3% YoY बेसिस, सो लाइक व्हाट इज reason for that, and like going forward we are targeting 30% margins, so how will we reach there?
Sorry sir, please repeat the question.
Our EBITDA margin in H1 FY25 was 18%, which increased to 21% in H1 FY26, like the increase of 3% odd, right?
Yeah.
So what was the main driver for that? So my first question, and my second is, like, we are targeting 30% EBITDA margin, right, going forward. So, like, how will we reach at that point?
And at the moment, our EBITDA margin in diagnostic is already 34.22%. And the consolidated EBITDA is around 21.81. But the diagnostic business is already having 34.22 EBITDA margin and 18.76 is net profit margin. What we are doing, we are increasing the margins of our pharmacy business also. And as far as diagnostic is concerned, because recently in last 18 months, we have opened nearly 10 major centers. And definitely they are giving us more and more profit. And that's why it will start increasing also.
like going forward by FY 2026, what is the target, like targeted EBITDA margin on store level?
As far as EBITDA margin, I don't know, but our net profit growth will definitely be more than 20%-25%. We always aim for our net profit and EBITDA growth, which should never come down from 20%-25%. Of course, it will increase. Sometimes you may find EBITDA margin somewhere larger and somewhere smaller, just because when we are expanding more, it may come down for some time, and then it may increase. But the net profit and EBITDA will always grow more than 20%-25%. That we try to maintain in spite of having so much of expansion and pan-India presence. Even then, we will maintain that. But EBITDA margin 34.22% is quite good, and as far as target is concerned, our target is only 35%, but it may exceed also. It is a matter of good execution of all the processes, and it may increase also, sometimes it may decrease, but the net profit and EBITDA should grow more than 20%-25%. That we will try to maintain. That is our primary aim.
Okay, so like we are saying 35% by the, like, end of FY 2026, right?
Yes.
Great, sir. Great. All the best, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya for closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining conference call of Chandan Healthcare Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@greenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining this conference.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Parth. Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Green Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.